I am here.
Thank you, Lord, so much. It's an honor to have you on our call tonight, and our team is looking forward to any of the words of wisdom you can give. But why don't you tell us a little about where you're from and where you, if you went to school or college or whatever, and if you're married,
sure.
Have children, what you got going?
Yep. Okay. No, not married. No children yet, or that I know of, as I joke around and say sometimes. But I was Las Vegas originally, born there, and then I moved to the San Francisco Bay Area, and I spent about 20 years there building the team there. I was a disgruntled employee prior to Legal Shield, and I was running a cafe in the daytime and kind of just working with the San Francisco Giants at night, wearing a suit and tie and an earpiece. I looked official in a lot of the nightclubs and radio stations, so it was a lot of fun and glamorous, but really it was just long hours, kind of a horrible commute, not much pay, no light at the end of the tunnel. I had attended a junior college, a JC, prior. And I like to say I went for a trimester. I tried it out for a semester before I transitioned into Legal Shield during the two jobs. And after about a year, Legal Shield was paying me more than both the jobs. So I've been job-free for 10 years thanks to Legal Shield. And so that's kind of not much of a background at 20 years old.
Oh, it's good. It's good. I like it.
Absolutely. Well. Thank you so much. I mean, I love the warm introduction, and I'm so thrilled to know that in the past 24 hours, I was the most exciting guy that you've met. That's just, I love it. So, yeah, I got a few things to cover here tonight, and I appreciate everybody's time. And, you know, we'll look to be swift and everything. I have a few things I want to cover. Specifically, one is going to be some mechanics of what we're doing, the psychology of what we're doing, how we can apply that after meeting somebody brand new. And we had some phenomenal trainers prior coming on the call. I just, you know, 10 guests a week out at luncheon, and the other guest speakers are speaking about the book and everything. I jumped on a little bit late, but what I did catch was just all gold. I was taking notes. And so, you know, I'm out there, and I just realized, you know what, we have to be intentional about building this business. Like, I don't get out of the car unless I have a DVD with me or something with me, because then I know my intention is behind this. Now I must get it out, because that's my intention as I go throughout my day. So I've kind of came to the conclusion that I could build in all aspects of this business into the complete wheel of fortune, as we like to say, just by kind of treating it with one formula. And I mostly focus on recruiting. However, I don't discriminate if a group falls on my lap, or a small business plan or a commercial driver plan, and I hope you wouldn't discriminate either. And if you do, just send them my way. So I like to go ahead and compliment people. We heard Dave Savola talking about this. You're going to hear a lot of Dave Savola coming through me. He happens to be part of my support team, and I value that so much, so I listen to him often. But, you know, we're out there, and I kind of like to say, hey, there's a 9-foot rule. The 3-foot rule is if somebody's in about arm's distance, but the 9-foot rule is the distance somebody can be before it comes shouting, before it comes yelling, right? You don't want to yell at somebody. You just want to give them a nice compliment. But I think it's about 9 foot, so I've chased people down, brought them into the events and the venue that we were having the presentation at, got in trouble from the ring runners, you know, so, but still enrolled those people. So, you know, be careful where you're hunting people down at, so to speak. But, you know, there's prospects everywhere, right? So going throughout the day, I always just like to compliment people. I'll just give you a couple quick stories on how this works exactly. I was in the gym, so you could figure, hey, you're in the market, you're wherever you are during your day. And a gentleman comes in, I say, hey, Larry Ellison looks like you. Ha, ha, ha. He likes that because Larry Ellison's a billionaire, so it came across well. I said, I'm Aaron. Nice to meet you. Made a contact, right? Shook his hand. His name's Robert. I said, hey, where do you make your home? He said, San Carlos. This is up in the Bay Area. And I said, well, you know, what do you do? What's your profession? He says, well, I'm the HR manager or HR director of Redwood City, the city of Redwood City. And I said, oh, that's very interesting. We happen to work with a lot of cities and companies providing employee benefits. I don't know if you'd be interested, but I'd love to hand you off some literature to get your feedback. Would that be okay? He said, sure, that'll be fine. Handed him off the Smart Solutions magazine that, you know, used to be out, but, you know, you can use different literature today. Either way, followed up with him, and he said, this looks great. Let's have a follow-up lunch. I said, sure, this is potentially a big deal. So I called in my support. I called in Mr. Hal Farish, who's also very successful with the company, and he came down. He did all the talking. He bought lunch. I just sat back and ate. I got good at this thing. So they said, hey, let's have some follow-up meetings with the HR managers, and we did that. Hal Farish came in again, did all the talking. I just sat there. I didn't say a word, and they approved it. I couldn't believe it. They approved it, and today we're still enrolling people, and there's 571 employees total. That's an $85,000 commission account. It's awesome. So, but what did I really do? I just applied a formula. I complimented the guy. I made a contact, right? I went ahead and just found out, you know, where he's from, what is his profession, and based on his profession, then I can pique his interest based on what his profession is, because I know that's where he's going to fit at into what we do. And so that kind of leads right into this, is, of course, compliment, contact, friendship, profession. But then based on the profession, now we go into the rest of this formula here, which is piquing their interest. I do this many ways. I can say, hey, how would you like to access law firms and never worry about the bill? Would you do that? Yeah. Okay, great. So that's piquing somebody's interest. Or, hey, how would you like to earn more residual income this year than you did last year? Yeah. Right. That's awesome. Piquing somebody's interest. And so there's a number of ways that we can pique somebody's interest. I'm sure we're all familiar with, and we'll learn more as we go. And from there, I don't like to waste too much time, because I figure professionals sort and amateurs convince. And there's too many people to go through, right? And so if we're on a quest to build a 300,000, 500,000 person, a million person distribution network, and you only have so many people to lock arms with, 30, 50 people to lock arms with, you don't really have time to play around. You need to do like the gentleman said earlier and be intentional about looking for six-figure income earners in advance, right? Hey, I'm looking for people that want to earn six figures. Is that you, right? And so thinking big, talking to people in that manner, I think, is great. So anyhow, the point is that I give them a preview. I go ahead and let them be weeded out by the information. I might say, if they say yes to either of those things, I'll say, great. Well, hey, listen, do you have about 5 minutes right now? They do. I go ahead and pass them into the pre-recorded call. I use a Tara Postenbach's call. She's been educated on how to say certain things. So I feel like her calls really well. Also, it's very brief, and I can send that to the coins later and they can send it out to you guys if you'd like. So I put them on the call and I figured, hey, you know what? Why not always be ADC? Always be closing, right? I mean, I've had people get on the call, 5 minutes, 10-minute call, 15-minute call, say, hey, is there anything else you need to know before we help you get started? Or, hey, do you want to be a member and an associate, or just a member? And a lot, sometimes they say, no, there's nothing else I need to know, or, hey, just a member, right? So right then and there, you don't need to necessarily put somebody in the next part of the process, like you said earlier, because they might just be ready to go right there. So sometimes we talk ourselves out of a sale by doing too much, right? So I just like to say, hey, pause for a second. They just listen to a four-minute call, a lot of info in there. Hey, listen, did that catch your attention? Four-part close. Did that catch your attention? Great. Hey, what'd you like best? Whatever they say, me too. Okay, good. Hey, did you see value in that membership? Or, hey, did you see an opportunity for yourself there? And whatever they say, if it's yes, hopefully then the next question is, well, hey, is there anything else you need to know before we help you get started? If they're going to say, well, actually, I need to know this, say, great. That's a great question. Now I go ahead and put them into the next P, which is the presentation. And now I put them into the overview mode. I put them, now they're seeing the Worry Less, Live More online, right, the DVD, whatever it is. Now they're getting a full overview, full spectrum of Legal Shield, so they can really take it in. But I transition so simply. They say, yeah, hey, you know, this, I need to know this before I move forward. Perfect. That's a great question. This presentation handles it perfectly. So just redirect them right back to the tool, and that's what I do. They get through the overview, and then I go ahead and say, right when that's done, four-part close pretty much, hey, did I catch your attention? Yeah, okay, great. What do you like best? Yeah, me too. Great. Well, did you see an opportunity for yourself, or did you see value in the membership? Awesome. Is there anything else you need to know before we help you get started? If there's a question, concern, there's no question or concern, and if it's just what they like best, irrespective, regardless of what it is, the next part of the formula is introducing your partner, which is the next P. So you introduce your partner, as we know, the three-way conference call. And so I like to just transition there. So whatever they say, hey, oh, that's great. I'm sure glad you asked that. Or me too. My business partner is an expert in that area. Right? It doesn't matter what they say. My business partner is an expert in that area. And I edify the expert real quick. Fun, facts, helping others. Very successful. I keep it simple with the edification. I used to get more elaborate with it, but I really feel like it's better just to keep it simple. And so I say, hey, I don't know if I'll be able to reach them. Time is extremely valuable. If I can get a minute of their time, though, I'd love for you to be able to hear their story and help address that concern or answer that question or compliment what you like best. Hold on a moment. Let me see if I can get them on the line. And I'm not asking them. I'm directing them. I'm telling them, and I even prepare them in advance a lot of the times that this is what's going to happen. I'm just leading them down this path. And so now, of course, the partner gets on the phone, and that's where our part is done. We don't do anything after that. That's our entire job description, essentially, because the partner is going to go ahead and answer the questions, tell their story, invite them out to the next event, edify you in return, and that whole process. So unless we are the expert, then you know we know our job description there. But what are the attributes that it takes to possess to go ahead and move through this confidently, swiftly, and go ahead and just really knock out the numbers and have that emotional detachment and just say, you know what, I'm systematic, I'm unemotional, I'm going to go ahead and get through these 10 people a week at a luncheon, right, and just see who bites, because it's just a numbers game. And so I figured that there's certain things, right, that going into the rest of the piece here would be posture. Got to have posture. Where I'm going is better than where you're going, and I'm going there with or without you, right? And so no matter what somebody says, I have just a tremendous amount of posture, of course, in a polite manner. And, you know, hey, this guy told me recently, I think I'll think about going out to the Wednesday night. I was doing a three-way phone call for the team, and he said, the prospect said, I'll think about attending. I said, there's nothing to think about. I said, if you want something greater in your life, like it sounds like you do, then you should take it serious. And you need to be there, and you need to take notes, because guess what? It's either going to be a waste of 45 minutes or it's going to be the best investment for the rest of your life. So don't treat it like it's something you're just going to think about when it's that serious. Isn't your life something to take that serious if it's your future in your hands, right? And, you know, yeah, I don't know if that's exactly what I said verbatim, but you guys get the gist. The point is that always have posture. I do that with passion, right? People need to hear the enthusiasm, and they need to hear it coming through your voice. We all know that sales is a transfer of enthusiasm and energy, and if we can just go ahead and, I think, talk to people more as a consumer. From a consumer standpoint, it's so powerful. Why? Because you don't have any attachment to any commissions. Think about all the things that you referred people to in the past that you didn't get paid for, and how well did that turn out? It turned out probably pretty well. And the times I found that I was just passionate about this service that I was just a customer of, and I was just excited to tell somebody about a membership story, man, that piques their interest. That gets them wanting to be a member more than anything. But the passion comes through from using the membership. I've used my membership over 100 times in the past 5 years. How many times have you used your membership? Right, the person with the most membership uses are going to probably be more successful in the business. So that's one thing that helps take care of the passion, of course, with attending the home office, going to the law firm, getting paid, going to the big event and whatnot, right? International convention. But as we're dealing with these people, not everybody's going to sign up on our time. I realized a long time ago, my first exposure was the international convention in 2004. I didn't know anything prior to Oklahoma City International Convention, not a brochure, nothing. My friend said, hey, there's a business that's in Oklahoma. I was spontaneous and open-minded. He says, I'm going to fly you out. I said, let's do this. I was 20 years old, and we showed up, and I went as a guest. I showed up as Susan Farish, Hal Farish's wife. And so I had to keep my name badge turned around so nobody really thought my name was Susan. But after I got back home, I signed up as an associate. So I went there as a guest, signed up as an associate, got the big picture right away, and it exploded out the gate. But then the more I learned, the worse I started to do, all right? And so what happened was that I really realized that I need to go ahead and just keep it simple again. But working, you know, so hard at this and having patience with people is kind of difficult sometimes. If you get started off your first exposure, then maybe you expect everyone to get started off their first exposure. That's your expectation. Why don't they see it right away? Right? It's fascinating. Isn't it fascinating? Right? It's incredible. And so I just realized you got to be patient through this process, and sometimes it can take 5 to 7 to 12 exposures of something to actually see somebody. I think that we got to be persistent with the last P here. You got to be persistent as you're dealing with people. My friend got started recently. He said, man, it's so hard to get me to do anything. I can't believe I just signed up for this. He totally sees the value in everything. I don't, you know, twist people's arm or anything. I don't care that much. But he's just like, you're not aggressive. You're just persistent. And I was like, wow, thank you. You know, what a compliment. Right? That is a compliment. But there's a fine line between being a pest and being persistent. So I like to be transparent with people. And I think transparency is a whole other training we could talk about. However, hey, there's a fine line between being a pest and being persistent, just checking in on you, but I certainly don't want to be a pest. Right? And so I just let people know. I think that comes across well. I want to go ahead and transition here into some things, a couple things real quick. One is going to be, you know, another way that we can pique people's interest and move somebody into a quick presentation on the fly, just by asking the yes questions. If we get enough people to say enough yeses, then, hey, we're going to have all the members we need. And so somebody says, well, maybe say, what's Legal Shield? Maybe that comes up by me saying, hey, would you want to access law firms and not worry about the bill? Or maybe it just comes up by me handing them a card. Either way, they say, what's Legal Shield? I'll probably say, if you could access lawyers at no fee, would you? They'll say yes. I'll say, great. Well, let me ask you. And I go through the needs analysis. I say, let me ask you, have you ever been overcharged, treated unfairly, right? Signed a contract document, traffic ticket, identity theft, all those things that we know of, right? So I go to bullet points. I have them saying yes to all those. And then I go into the 3-bullet point caption on the flipbook. Well, great. You need Legal Shield. We give you the ability to access the law firms any matter without worrying about the high hourly cost, right? In the next line, a 5 month ERA. You can action no matter traumatic or trivial. You guys know this, right? So you can worry less, live more, da 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 da. So I just go hit those three quick bullet points, and then I ask him, hey, do you know how much lawyers charge? And they usually say yes, or they know, whatever it is. And you come to the conclusion about $300 an hour. And I say, well, hey, let me ask you, if you were my attorney, and then I just do the if you were my attorney story on them. And by the time I'm getting through the if you're my attorney story, I only do the first proactive and preventive part of our services, not the reactive and representational parts. So I'll just do a first four bullet points, and I'll throw in a quick story with each bullet point. Probably by the time I'm not even getting through those bullet points and stories, they're like, and I'm asking them how much they would charge, and they tell me, and I tell them the price point, they're like, I want this. Like, it doesn't even have to get that far before I've had so many people just say yes one more time. You've already said yes so many times to all these other things. Why wouldn't you say yes then? If it gets to the point where maybe they didn't just say yes right then, right, after my attorney story, and they didn't say, yeah, just sign me up, then I go, like, right into the four-quadrant close, which I think is by Jeff Keeble. I could be mistaken, but he has a four-quadrant close, and it's just amazing. And I don't know if anyone knows about that, but we could send it over. But it's absolutely amazing. A picture of quadrant. There's you on the upper left-hand side, and or you actually, let's just say your prospect. You draw a little stick figure, and you put you there, and you put a little smiley face on him. You say, hey, because I see you smiling. And then on the right-hand part of the quadrant, in the upper right-hand corner, you put a big dollar sign, and you put your money. And then below that, you go ahead and are going to put things like this. You're going to ask them questions. Hey, do you pay for rent or mortgage? And they're going to say, yeah, I know rent, right? Rent right there in that lower right-hand quadrant. Do you have a cell phone? Yeah, who's your carrier, right? Oh, Sprint. Okay, right, Sprint there. Do you have utilities? Yes. Okay, yes. You know, who's your insurance provider? Write their name out. Do you pay taxes? Yes. They're answering yes to all these questions. So then I just ask them a couple more questions and say, hey, do all these companies have attorneys? I say yes. Okay. So how do they afford their attorneys? And they say, well, I guess through us, right? Through me. And I said, well, who do they use their attorneys against, right? And I write the word attorney in the bottom lower left-hand quadrant, and I say, who do they use their attorneys against? And they say, me, right, us. And it's like the light bulb goes on. So I say, great, again, for as little as 1995, you can protect yourself from these guys when they go against you. And usually by that time, they're pretty much getting enrolled. So that's just a simple thing here. I want to transition into one other thing here. I really believe in what people were talking about earlier when they were talking about it all starts from a positive mental attitude. And this is kind of what I'm going to wrap up my portion with, is just when I hit executive, I'll just tell you my quick story. Moreover, is that I got started 11 years ago, came out the gate a year, became job free. But then I was treating it like a hobby for about 5 years. I didn't have to have the job, still had the income coming in. I'm 20 years old, 25, right? And so 25 though, you know, 2009, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I learned it doesn't take time for a change. It's just a decision. And so I draw my line in the sand, despite many obstacles of not being able to drive my car right then, living in the hills with no public transportation. The person who I lived with wouldn't allow me to do legal shield out of the house. I was in the middle of moving and my cell phone service sucked. And I had executive director that month. I went from zero sales. I was sad, stuck at director. SAD, S-A-D, went from zero sales in the organization to 100 sales that month, 46 personal sales that month, and never looked back. And, you know, it's still increasing, of course, obviously. Yeah, a lot of that's mechanics, but where did it start? A year prior to that decision, all I did was embark on personal development. I didn't even listen to music. All I did was cram my brain with personal development, like, heavily. And so I started to implement other things, right? And I kind of want to read you guys something I wrote a while back. And it kind of started with some fundamental staples and pillars that I believe are my foundation for my personal development, which are like Anthony Robbins, A Time for Change, Deepak Chopra, Creating Affluence, The A to Z Steps to a Richer Life, like What the Bleep Do We Know, and you know, just and maybe The Secret, right? But here we go right here. I'm just going to go ahead and read this to you because I was going out every day. Anthony Robbins went from $38,000 a year to $1 million in 1 year. And he says that it's because of the fact that he went out exercising 2 hours every day, and he would out loud an incantation out loud to help with the physiology. So while you're moving, you want to do this incantation out loud while you're moving. And he would just say this, and I'm gonna just say this to you guys because I haven't memorized it. And I'm gonna read this, and then I'm gonna get off the phone here. So He says, God's wealth circulates in my life. It flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. I give thanks for all of my good now and for God's riches. I am one with God, and God is everything. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take that, and I'm going to apply it to this business because I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? So I went through this process, and then I ended up writing this. So here's what I wrote. I said, I believe not only in myself, but also in what I'm marketing. I believe I exude confidence, passion, charisma, belief, persuasion, strength, courage, emotion, sympathy, humor, the brevity and conviction when presenting, and everyone wants to buy from me because I am the best and I love myself. I put, as a man thinketh, he becometh. Remain coachable, willing to work, and let that burning desire drive you. Personal development is huge. Help as many people get what they want, and you will have everything you want. Achieve success by proactively focusing positive, affirming thoughts consistently with persistent, organized activity while having fun helping others, harnessing no fear, false evidence about reality. Then when that is achieved, do it some more. Stick and stay. Whatever you do, do not ever give up. Knowledge without practice is useless. Practice without knowledge is dangerous. Vision without action is a daydream, and action without vision is a nightmare. There was never a war that was not inward. I must fight till I have conquered in myself what is causing war, the enemy in me. For failure or success is first created in the mind. We must go there 1,000 times mentally before it's our reality. When you believe it, you will see it. Affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. Discipline without affirmation is the end of vision for declaration of truth. Both affirming positive thoughts, focused consistently with persistent organized activity, are the keys to all of your success, and we are positively taking action. So I hope that helps. I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the call. I appreciate that coin so much. Honor, privilege, and so grateful. Immense attitude of gratitude over here. And seriously, when they call, I pick up the phone. When they call, I have a pen and paper handy, and you guys have the best leadership in the company. So thank you so much again, and I appreciate everybody's time.
Whoa.
Aaron, I'll tell you what, I was getting text messages about how awesome this training is and how people want to put it into practice immediately, and it was phenomenal. So thank you so much. I know you've got to jump on another call, and I just can't tell you how much we appreciate you pouring into our team.
Thank you. It was really an honor. Seriously, I look forward to doing it again, and I hope that, you know, we can pay it forward, right? And then go ahead and pay it forward, and right?
Yeah,
awesome.
Next time you're on, I want to have you discuss, you know, how to possibly look for a workout partner, because that's a big part of what you do, you know, the traits you look at. There's a lot of things I'd like to ask you, but we know you've
got
to get on a call. We certainly
I got to tell you, if you wanted to ask me a couple questions real quick, I have a couple minutes, or we can put it on another time.
Yeah, we might better do it another time because we're really running late.
Sure. No problem.
Thank you so much. I personally could stay on the phone with you for hours.
And we will have you back on soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. A pleasure. I appreciate everybody else, too. You guys have a great night.
And you're welcome to stay on here.
Yes.
We're not trying to get rid of you for any reason here. But
we just have a couple things to do before the call closes, and we are running a little behind, but I appreciate
No worries. Okay, I'm
going to
go ahead and jump on this other call then. You guys have a great night, okay?
Good night, Aaron. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys. You're welcome. Good night.
I can see that most people have stayed on this call to this very minute. It was such valuable information. So just two more things, and we'll close the call. Number one, I want one of you listening tonight to be wearing an Apple iWatch. That's right. There are going to be six people this frame.
Oh, I didn't know that. We didn't have that.
Well, it's part of the Blitz briefing.
Okay, they didn't have the prizes done yet. They just came out with that?
They came out a few days ago with this. So an Apple iWatch, six winners for that, 50 CDs of your choice, six winners for that, Platinum Mentor Session, 12 winners for that. So how do you get in the drawing? Four guests to Business Briefings this month. And we need to turn that off. I'm getting
feedback. Okay, all right.
And also, if you have an opportunity to get a Platinum Mentor Session, even if you turn in the prior Blitz sheets, the tracking sheets for the PDRs and lunches and the perfect storm. So anyway.
So every four people you get their briefing, you get a drawing.
The first four you get in the drawing once. The next two and every two after that, another chance in the drawing.
Wow. You know Dominique's going to, you know, storming that thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. So we're excited about that. And the last thing I want to let you know is we have the announcement about what we have firmed up for Las Vegas for you, our performance family. We are all going to have dinner together Saturday evening between 4:30 and 6:30, right across the street from MGM. Could not be more convenient. And we're going to have a buffet dinner and the breakout simultaneously.
So there will be no Sunday breakout.
There is no meeting formally on Sunday. And if you're still staying every Sunday, let us know. You know, we'll probably be doing some stuff, but nothing formal on Sunday morning.
Time we've ever done this.
Right, but we've had a lot of people really have some challenges with flights and so forth, and we wanted to be the most accommodating possible for the team so that, number one, we can get all together. That's the most important thing.
Okay, so let me get this clear. What night's the dinner?
Saturday.
At what time?
4:30.
To 6:30?
To 6:30.
To 6:30, right across the street, right?
Right.
We'll also do the wrap-up at that time, whatever wrap-up we do.
Right, the breakout.
And
uh-huh.
then we'll go back into
and we'll
up
go
that
back
night.
And finish the
and then
evening.
They can stay Sunday if they want to. We're not going to have anything formal.
That's exactly right.
Okay, all right.
And
so how did they get registered for the dinner?
Well, I noticed the registration button is not ready yet. I thought Charla had it ready, but unfortunately she does not. But you can get the flyer and the details. Go to your website, Performance Family. Look under Events, and you will see a link to a lot of information there, as a matter of fact. And you will also see the flyer when you click the link for the team event. There's a flyer we put together for you. And then the registration button below will fully work once we get with Charla and we get that. I'm sure it's ready to turn on. She just didn't turn it on.
For those who don't know, Charla is our daughter and Truth's personal assistant on the staff. So,
that's right.
There you go.
That's right. And she helps us keep up with everything. So that's the good news. Number one, you want to get registered for Las Vegas. Make sure you've got your ticket because the tickets actually start going up later this month.
And they're going to be sold out. We've already been given the word. They've
yeah.
sold out. They've already done over 11,000, I think.
Yes.
This is no time to monkey around. This is a time to get your mm-hmm. ticket and any other ticket you can get.
Right. So the 17th of April, the tickets go up $30 per person. Right now they're just $149. So take advantage of that. And also, let's see here. How about the course at the regional? I'm not sure. Janetta just texted me a question about, but I didn't understand the question, Janetta. So if you clarify it, we can answer it real quick. And we do want to remind everybody that we are looking forward to having the team either virtually or in person be with us for a special training in May, toward the end of May, to really help us leverage all these many brokers and insurance agents coming into business. So that's going to be May 22nd. It's going to be on a TV channel for everybody not in person here.
On the Internet, TV channel on the Internet.
That's right. And so we're excited about that. There's more information about that on your website, and we'll be talking more about it. And we'll have another special call or two with our special guest trainer, Dennis McDitty, between now and then. Just want to give you a heads up about that. So that's a wrap for tonight. Let's have a super productive week.
Thank you, everybody. Thank all our speakers. Thank our moderator in the beginning. And, what was it? Carlisa Bryant.
Yeah,
For hosting the show.
And Mr. Crocker, thank you for the great job you did putting together those segments tonight. Really appreciate
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Really great call. Thanks, everybody. We love you, and let's have a great, productive week.
Good night, everybody.
Performance Club by the 15th, big goal. We're going to be doing major recognition.
Goes out by the 23rd or 25th.
That's right.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye-bye.